Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Back here on our special edition of a Saturday Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert along with Mike DeTillier. We live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. And for the third time today, Carter Davis misses a field goal for the Miami Hurricanes. They are still leading 3-0.
Well, it should be 12-0 that the
kicks
he missed.
But he has missed three field goals for the Hurricanes. On our talk and text line, he's in Oxford, Mississippi right now. Man played a big part in raising a ton of money for the Tulane Green Wave, Mike Arata. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. It's a beautiful day up here in Oxford, I can tell you. And, Bobby, you remember what pregame jitters were. We're about 77 minutes away from kickoff, and the stadium's starting to fill up, and the music's getting loud, and everybody's excited, man. What a great day.
You know, you wouldn't be human if you didn't have any nerves. You know, you get butterflies in your stomach. But, you know, I don't know if you were like this, but I always took the approach. That's why I like practice. To me, if you can do it in practice, you can do it in the game. And whether two handfuls of people are watching you or thousands of people are watching you, it's all the same. Because you can get overwhelmed. And then you're hyperventilating, and how's that going to make you be a better player? So slow your roll, you know, just take a deep breath. And, you know, the fans could be all stressed out. But as a player, the only player that I ever met that didn't have to practice and was unbelievable was Deion Sanders. He came straight. I don't know if I ever told you the story. He came straight from a Braves playoff game. I want to say it was a World Series. It was a playoff game. He didn't even have his football uniform, got in a helicopter, flew to the Georgia Dome. They gave him his pads that are never practiced and shut down Henry Ellard like one catch for 14 yards. And Henry Ellard was like a pro bowler, and he never practiced. So that's the only person I know that at the highest level.
That's a different guy there. Mike, I had known about the health issues involved with John Sumrall and his dad. He had told me, you know, things were not good. You got to talk to him yesterday. A little bit about his mood with everything. And anytime you lose, you know, your dad or your mom, it does have an effect on you. But you did get to talk to Coach Sumrall yesterday.
I did, Mike. And you know what I'll say this? I've lost my father. And if anybody has, you know, it's a shovel in the face. It's just, it can't be avoided. It's just brutal.
Yes.
But I did. I walked up to John, and it was funny. I said, Coach, you look fantastic. How are you doing today? And without skipping a beat, he looked right at me and said, Michael, I just lost my father, but I'm okay, and I'm okay. And his demeanor, and you know him, Mike, and you know him, Bobby, his countenance, how his character is, like you could see he knew that his father was special. His father is certainly special to him. But he was so focused. He was so intent. He was so determined to make sure that he kept his father's memory burning. But he was really, I got to tell you, and I couldn't imagine going through it. I just saw George's wife on the sidelines. She's having a tough time, but it's an incredibly tough moment for the family. You can imagine what a whirlwind. But Coach Summerall has this kind of almost supernatural ability to maintain.
I'm kind of breaking up. Now, what do you think is it take for Tulane to pull off an upset? Now, you look at Chambliss. Trinidad Chambliss.
To do what momentum. They're going to have momentum. We're going to have momentum. There's got to be something in the game that changes the game. And I was in the hotel lobby last night. There was a guy who doesn't know anything about Tulane. And he said, listen, you can't play with Ole Miss. You got to outplay Ole Miss. And so come out on fire, and we got to create turnovers. And if that happens, it's going to be an exciting day here.
You know, that's one thing Tulane has been able to take away to football amongst the best in the country. To me, it'd be winning the turnover battle and then finishing in the red zone where you're not settling for field goals. But then you look at the quarterback position and Tulane, I think they can't help but be better. And I don't know if you have to flip the script what happened in September in the passing game, but you look at Ole Miss threw for 307 yards and the Wave had 104 yards passing. I mean, I'm not saying you got to flip that exactly. But
the other thing, too, look what Chambliss did. He rushed for over 100 yards in that game.
112 yards rushing in the first
that
meeting.
That can't happen.
And this is the thing. You thought, he does that a lot. No, that was kind of an outlier.
Yes, it was.
He nearly doubled his total in any of the other games. So, yeah, he was really like the Superman came. And that was only, his second game, right?
The second start.
Yeah,
now, Coach Summerall said, Mike, we did a pretty good job against Lacey. We just didn't stop Chambliss.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mike?
Correct.
Now, when you look at it, that you're also going to have to – yeah.
Oh, go ahead, guys.
Yeah, that you're kind of going in and out, breaking up. But if you look, you got to sack them. And no quarterback likes pressure, want to get sacked. And when you look at it, there were two teams, Washington State and the Florida Gators, sacked Chambliss more than once. And both were in the game until late in the fourth quarter. So, look, give them the business. That could keep you in the game. Now, Coach Summerall said, look, he's a really good vertical scrambler. Bobby, what do you mean by that vertical scrambler? That means he's not giving ground or going east and west. He's going north and south and getting vertical and able to get that yard. So when Coach Summerall said he's a really good vertical scrambler, he'll get on the perimeter some, but when he climbs the pocket and gets through the A and B gaps, going north and south fast is where he is glaringly different than a lot of guys. And that's when you know you have your hands full, because that his pocket presence and going, that's at any level, high school,
the way
college,
he sees the field is remarkable.
Yeah.
And he's not a real big guy. They list him 5'11", 6 foot. You might be stretching that a little bit. But his vision to see downfield is really, really good for us, for a shorter quarterback than normal, Mike.
He also looks, he doesn't look very big, but he's smooth, guys. I'm watching him throw. He has a fantastic, seamless kind of release, and he just looks like a terrific athlete. But, Bobby, you're right. I think our defense, we have to tattoo him, and we got to tattoo him a few times and let him know that it's not going to be the same game as last time. And if we just got to get started early and get started and really keep after him. The crowd here is fantastic. They've already had – they only gave us 3,500 seats, and those seats have been filled up for the last hour. People are really on fire up here. It's just a fantastic.
And what else is going to be a challenge? Obviously talking about the quarterback position on both sides, mentioned Tulane's passing game. I think it obviously will be better, Jake compared to what he did in September. But I'm still concerned, with Tulane secondary. I didn't realize. So I think they were ranked like 124th. Yeah.
Yes. And so, Bobby, that was the big – I thought that was the difference maker in the first game. Is their guys, their wide receivers were just more physical, bigger, more athletic than our defensive backs. And quite frankly, our receivers did not match up with their defensive backs athletically. And so our game plan is designed to confront that now. So – we can't avoid that fact. That's just a fact. They've got, like the guy said to me in the lobby of the hotel, we can't play them. We got to outplay them. And so that's the reality for the perimeter. I think we ran the ball really well the first game. You know, we had 100 and almost 200 yep. yards rushing. But the reality was every time we tried to get outside on the perimeter, we lost yardage. And so you're going to be able to see early on in the football game whether that's going to be a factor or not. And if it is, we might have a tough day. But I actually think we've game planned for that, and I think we're ready for that.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, and at that up-tempo, even without Lane Kiffin, you say, oh, they distracted. And you know, look at Pete Golding. He's now in charge of Ole Miss. Will he be a little more defensive, close-to-the-vest type game? I don't think so. If it's not broke, why are you trying to fix it? But I thought it was interesting what Sam Howard, the linebacker for Tulane, said. And that, you know, that up-tempo, that, look, we just have to communicate better and handle the tempo better. And just get lined up with better communication. Because if you're out of alignment and they're going fast pace, no, it's like an avalanche. And then you can't stop them. And then it's like, whoa, it starts, you get snowball effect and it just gets bigger and bigger. Where you got to communicate quickly and you're in a hostile environment, it's going to be loud. And so that the one thing I thought was interesting that linebacker Sam Howard mentioned. That we just got to communicate better to handle that tempo and be in the right place from the get-go.
My thing with Sam Howard, you might find a guy who's bigger, stronger, more athletic. I don't know if you'll find a better football player. Man, Sam Howard, Mike, for what he has done to Tulane, Green Wave football on defense, remarkable. And he's playing through an injury. And I'm so impressed with Sam. You're around him. Your thoughts on Sam Howard and what he's meant to Tulane University.
Well, Mike, you said it. So we had Nick Anderson and Dorian Williams bringing us to the Cotton Bowl. Sam Howard is kind of like the best of both of them. He's bigger than Nick Anderson. He's almost as quick as Dorian Williams. But he has a passion inside of him, guys, that, you know, we've all been around incredible athletes in our lives. But there's some component of a special athlete that comes with their character, with their heart, with their intensity and their passion. And you've spent enough time with Sam to know that he's really special. And I can't say enough about him. I mean, he's the kind of guy, you know, in 20 years, he could be the president. You know, he's just got an enormous well of goodwill and confidence and character. And, you know, watching him play football with the intensity he does is going to be like watching him go in the business world with the intensity like that. He's a special guy. We're lucky to have him. He came from Austin Peay, and when we recruited him, there was a question about whether he would be willing or able to play at this level, and he proved it on the first day of practice when he knocked somebody, he blew up one of his own teammates, and everybody since then has said he's the hardest-hitting guy on our team, hands down.
You know, I think obviously this kind of game, whether it's James Madison against Oregon, I think Tulane against Ole Miss, you got to be maybe more than plus one, plus two, win that turnover battle. And can you get after the quarterback and, like you said, give him the business, get him down? Because I thought that was critical when they beat North Texas. And you look at their prolific offense with Mestemaker sacking him four times in a span of three possessions in that American Championship game. I think that'll be critical again today. That's why, listen, you got to do your job in the secondary to give the pass rushers a chance. And then when you have a chance to get Chambliss down, you got to get him down. And yeah, I think that's what they did. Now, it's a different animal. I think
Third down conversions.
Exactly.
Tulane's got to win that battle. To me, that's the biggest part of this game. You cannot let Ole Miss kind of stay on the field and all these third down conversions and wear you out. I just think that's a big part of if Tulane's going to win this game, Mike, that's got to be in their favor.
Well, and when you're converting on third down, that means Chambliss is behind on the bench.
Watching.
Yeah, he's watching. I'm telling you, like Josh Allen and the Bills, what's the best way? Make him stay
play
on the sideline? Yes, and that's going to be critical. I think Tulane has to stay on the field and keep the ball away. Their offense. I mean, well, I'm not saying you got to constantly do it, but just a little bit. And that's a winning formula. And how you move the chains.
Go ahead. I just love the fact
that go ahead.
A defensive-minded coach who's been studying this game nonstop. You know John Summerall has been focused on this game for weeks. We didn't know it was going to happen, but we felt like this was a real possibility. And when it came down to Ole Miss, this is just something that he has been so locked in on. And so we game planned very well when we played against the Duke quarterback. We game planned very well for the North Texas quarterback. We've played now four games against this high tempo offense, and we couldn't be in a better position, guys. And I got to tell you, I know this. I said this last time we were together. I'm saying it again. We're going to be celebrating this win tonight and tomorrow in New Orleans, and we're going to be playing in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia.
Well, that's like, to me, I didn't think nothing could surpass Tulane winning in the Cotton Bowl against USC.
Yeah.
But to be in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl,
would be the hype.
Yeah, that would definitely be the icing on the cake for sure.
Everybody go get Mike, their tickets at TulaneChicks.com or whatever it is. Tulane Chicks.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Tell everybody if they want to contribute to Fear the Wavefront and what you've been doing. You guys in a month's time have raised over $1.6 million new money. So tell everybody exactly how they can contribute to that fund.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you guys bringing me on, and I appreciate the opportunity. It's Tulane Talent Fund. You go to www.greenwaveclub.com, and it's the Talent Fund, and you tell them you want to contribute to football only. And everybody who puts a dollar in makes a specific difference to the team, and I've been able to sit back, and people have asked me, you know, you put in so much time, you know, how much time have you put in? And I said, I don't really care how much time I've donated. I just hope it's enough. And I do think, like, we're on the verge of something really special. Getting here is great, but getting out of here with a win is the goal. So I appreciate all the support. You guys have been fantastic, and proud to be friends with you all. Appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, just remember, RMFW. Let's go.
RMFW.
Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll see you guys when we get back.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Mike Arata does a great job. And, man, Reuben Bain, if anybody had any question marks, could he play? Has he been a difference maker for the Hurricanes?
Well, I'm looking at the Hurricanes defense. That's what LSU fans want their defense to do.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Yeah, we'll get a few Reuben Baines on there.
And I always say this with Lane Kiffin. Oh, Lane Kiffin, look, he's an offensive genius. But to me, and, you know, he's a run-first guy. When LSU's truly been dominant, what they've done, kick-ass defense, and they can run the ball. I mean, Mike, that, to me, that's the future, and I'm just looking at
Marcel
the,
Reed,
no.
Man, he hasn't beaten them with their feet.
No, I mean, it's
at
like,
all.
Come on, I always say this, I joke with the Saints sometimes when we fall behind in the first quarter, first half. Don't you have to score to win?
Yeah.
You
know, every once in a while. We'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk. We're broadcasting from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save for your weekend football favorites right here at Rouse's. Rouse's, a proud partner of Tulane Greenway Football. We'll have on with us Bernard Robinson, former Tulane and NFL offensive lineman, will be on with us next, right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.